Yeah, well, in order to do this type of work and do avalanche control, you simply have to know avalanches and go out in the field and observe it and get a good feeling what they can do, because we cannot read all in the books about the motion of avalanches and the size of them and the way behavior. You just have to go out in the field and observe it and get the feeling almost that I used to be intimidated when I went to scientific conferences and knew all at least half of the audience knew much more about physics than I did. But when I realized that nobody in that audience has walked over as many avalanche deposits as I had, I became very confident again.
There's no substitute for the real thing, for being there.